This is the A2R Recovery Service podcast. Copyright Dave Cooper, all rights reserved.
Hello. In this talk, we're going to be looking at the principle of solidity in our foundation. And as I promised, I want to make it clear that this podcast is part of the first two weeks on the foundation. So we're actually talking about a foundation talk on solidity. So what do we need to know? Well, you've already had the teaching, but I'm going to go over a few of the important ideas involved in solidity. We're talking about building a foundation, and it's clear when we think about a building that our foundation would have to be solid. When we talk about this in terms of a recovery, then what we're saying is this. Don't think that because you're building a recovery and not a bricks and mortar building that the principle is any different. It really, really isn't. Don't fool yourself. You need to know. In this case, ignorance really doesn't help. If you ignore this or think it's not important, it will catch you out hugely later on. So you need to know. What do you need to know? You need to know where your foundation is mushy, where it's not strong. And the first thing we need to reiterate, in a way, is the first principle of our foundation. And it's this. When can we say we've built a solid foundation? Well, we can say it when, first of all, the boundaries are in the right place. Secondly, our foundation is solid. It's not weak or mushy or likely to cave in. And thirdly, when we've planned properly all the rooms that are going to be in our finished building. So where are the problems with that? Well, if you're ignorant of some of your difficulties, if you're trying to deny them or minimise them, then what you'll do is you'll plan for a room, and that room may be called relationship, or that room may be called interests and hobbies, or that room may be called my friends, or something like that. And you will not want to acknowledge that it is a very mushy part of your foundation, not likely to hold up. And if you ignore this, then what will happen is that the whole building will come crashing down. So what do you do instead? Well, there's two options. And they start from honesty. They start from you admitting to yourself, and then as part of the group and as part of the course, and whatever recovery pathway you're on, you talk about it with them. And you say, I can't claim to have a solid foundation in this area. In other words, in the area of my relationships or my friends or my interests or whatever, there are people in those rooms who can say or do things that can have me using or acting out. That's not solid. So what are the options? Well, we can either make it solid. In other words, you can do the work of recovery in saying, right, I have to change my attitude around those things. I have to find out why they have such an influence over me and change it. Or if it's overwhelming and you're not in a place where you can do that at the moment, then the other option is to not have that room in the house. Now, this is serious stuff, and it is radical, but it is totally necessary. If your friends, as you have them at the moment, are definitely powerful over you and are going to have you using or acting out, then that room simply cannot be part of your house. And what you have to do is plan to not have that room. So they have to go. And what we can say is that houses have extensions built on them. And so in the future, when you are ready to do that, then you can build an extension with a friend's room in it. But for now, if you're going to build a foundation that's solid and is going to put up with and stand your whole building on, then you can't have any room in there that's weak in any way. Anything that we cannot make solid has to go. And this is part of an underlying recovery principle that has been around forever, which basically says your recovery has to come first. It has to come more important than anything else. If you lose your recovery, you're probably going to lose everything else. So you have to put your recovery first. So once again, I want to just encourage you and just say that we're just going to keep it simple here. We've just reiterated a few things, just taken a few moments. You can listen to this again and make sure that you've checked all these aspects. Remember, number one, your foundation has to be solid. Solid defined as nothing anyone can say or anyone can do that has me acting out or using again. If we are not solid, and we're going to be honest about that, then what we have to do is one of two things. Either we have to fix that solidity and make that room solid, or we have to build a house without that room in it. Just for today, just for right now, that room has to go. So once again, let me encourage you with your solidity. Do not fool yourself. You're the only one that's going to pay the consequences for doing that. Whatever recovery pathway you're in, get honest about the solidity of your foundation. Bye for now, till next time.